Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios, the safest radio studios in all of America, just like the sister studios of the Armed American Radio Monster Broadcast. Huge program last night. Great hour in hour one with Alan Gottlieb and followed by the rest of the guests on the program. I'll go through the list later. But I've got limited time right now because you heard him last night. You do every week. He's making a rare appearance here on the daytime show, and I love that. That's how we keep some of the program separate. But we didn't get a chance to have some discussion last night that I wanted to. Time got the best of us as we were rolling on down the road. I'll just give you a teaser right now. I've got a bunch of emails to talk with you about today. A couple great ones. I'm going to start off with one right now. Then I'm going to go right to my guest because the timing of the email was absolutely perfect. A gentleman by the name of David Cole wrote in about 15 hours ago. And he says, Mark, if you are able to have Congressman Massey on again, I would like to ask you to ask him why he has not signed on as a co-sponsor to H.R. 38, which is National Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act. When you spoke with him a few days ago, he implied his bill was better because of procedural differences with the committees which would handle each bill. However, that does not explain why he has not co-sponsored H.R. 38, as it was introduced 5 months before his D.C. reciprocity bill, inspired by the Steve Scalise shooting in mid-June. Besides, having his own bill does not prevent him from co-sponsoring H.R. 38. I would like to hear him explain how exactly he can profess to be so strongly pro-gun to be co-chair of the Congressional Second Amendment Caucus and not be a co-sponsor of National Concealed Carry Reciprocity. Of all Kentucky congressmen, the only ones who are not co-sponsors of H.R. 38 are Congressman Massey and one Democrat. Thanks for all you do. That's from David Cole, and I, of course, went back and looked at that. That email caught me off guard, I'll be honest with you. I went back and looked through the list of co-sponsors. Massey's name indeed is not on there. I have reached out to his office. I've not yet gotten a response, but I'm going to take this up with the great A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News right now. A.W.R. Hawkins, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, Mark. Great to be with you.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking some time because I know as soon as you get off the line with me, you're heading over to NRA TV. So let's get on this. A couple things about Massey. I didn't get a chance to ask you last night. I should have found the time to ask you last night. That's okay because we'll play this interview back next week on air too and talk about it further. About Massey, you wrote up the interview. You wrote the story up for Breitbart News about my interview with Massey, and that thing got legs. Good heavens. Tell us.
Yeah, it got legs like crazy. Yeah, what we had, an interview with Massey where you spoke to him about H.R. 38, which is Representative Richard Hudson's bill, which is national reciprocity, and you spoke to him about his own bill. The emailer just differentiated that between those bills. There is another bill, H.R. 2909. That's Massey's bill on D.C. reciprocity, which would mean that any concealed carry permit from anywhere in the country would be recognized in D.C., Well, you asked Massey, though, a lump question. You mentioned both H.R. 38 and H.R. 2909, and you said, what is the holdup? What is the holdup on? You summed it up with the phrase reciprocity. What's the holdup on it? And Massey said, look, the speaker said that the time is not right. Now, folks, that's Rep. Massey saying that. That's not me. Massey told Mark that the House Speaker said the time is not right. And I knew right then, wow, when I write this up, it is going to go nuclear because, and I, by the way, I said nuclear for George W. Bush, for those of you that wonder.
You know that L comes first, right?
Yeah, don't misunderestimate my choice of words. The thing is, look, we have got to get this establishment rolling. See, our problem is not Donald Trump. You and I have discussed this. President Trump is everything he told us he would be on the Second Amendment. But Speaker Ryan is establishment. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, establishment. And they're just not in a hurry. This is a bill for the common man. And that's why I rally to it. It's a bill for the common man because, I know you're the same as me, Mark. We don't enjoy Secret Service protection. I don't enjoy government-sponsored protection. If I'm going to be safe, it's up to me. And that's how the common man lives. And these people in the ruling class are so out of touch. By that, I'm not talking about Representative Massey. I'm talking about the people in leadership who won't get these bills rolling. National Reciprocity was introduced January 3rd, 2017. Think of how long ago that was. January 3rd is when it was introduced.
Yeah.
Why hasn't it passed yet?
You know, it's interesting, and I'm going to refer to your piece has just took off over there. You wrote the piece up after hearing the interview later that night. There's another one that's out today I saw today. Just, you know, I got some news alerts set up, and my good friend David Codrey over at Ammo Land wrote a piece. I want to quote what he put in here. He says, Walters, when asked the status of his bill, which is currently he was talking about a question that Massey answered, and then he continues, why haven't we seen movement over either 38 or 2909 since the horrific events in Virginia, Walters asked, noting the Republicans control the House and the Senate, and both Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell appear to be blocking bills advancing the right to keep and bear arms. Quoting, you know what, Massey replied, the Speaker told me he didn't think the timing was right, and I think this is the exact timing to bring this bill, which is exactly what you quoted.
Right, that's it. That's exactly what he said. Here's the deal. The time is always right, but here's the problem. It's never been more right. That's the truth. That's the problem. We have the House. We have the Senate. We have the White House. We have a president who has already said, folks, I will protect your Second Amendment. He campaigned on it. And I can remember the date. Anybody wants to test me on it. September 18th, 2015. That's almost 2 years ago. September 18th, 2015, then candidate Trump put out a position paper on the Second Amendment where he said self-defense does not end at your driveway, that your concealed carry permit should be like a driver's license recognized in every state. That's how long we've known he wants national reciprocity. And what is Paul Ryan doing? Who knows? But he's not pushing national reciprocity.
And let's make this very clear here, too. Thomas Massey's a great guy, and I know how pro-Second Amendment he is. He's the chairman of the Second Amendment Caucus for a reason, and I know one of his staff members personally for many years. This is a pro-gun rights group. Thomas Massey's a great guy and the guy to be heading this thing up. But I do want to ask this question because I did find it from the email. Well, I don't see Massey's name on H.R. 38. Now, I didn't ask him that. I was unaware of that. Why do you think he's not on there?
I don't know that. I do know that he's not, and I know that firsthand because I had some interaction with his office about that issue, and that's all I'll say about that. But I do know that your emailer is right, and I know you also are right, Mark. You looked it up. But the emailer who emailed you is correct. Massey has not sponsored that bill. I don't know why. It's worth pursuing. I think I will pursue it, but I can't explain why he hasn't sponsored it. I know.
Yeah, I guess. I would tell him.
You're friends with.
Go ahead.
You're friends with Larry Pratt and the guys at Gun Owners of America. I know.
Yes.
And you know, Pratt and those guys have done a bang up job on this particular issue. And you know, there are 200 sponsors, 200 co-sponsors for HR 38. So you are the outlier. I know the emailer said he just looked at Kentucky alone. That's because that's where Massey is, but. You're an outlier, period, if you're not sponsoring the bill at this point, because they hit 200 sponsors a way back. And that's, again, it makes no sense why the leadership isn't moving this, except for one reason in my mind, and that's because the leadership is so accustomed to being part of the ruling class. They're so out of touch. And it's like my boss Steve Bannon said on 60 Minutes last night, Once they adopt the ruling class mentality, it doesn't even matter if they're Democrat or Republican anymore. They forget the people, and that's the problem we're having.
Well, yeah, and what you've got is, as I mentioned before, from a close friend of mine in working in D.C. on the Hill, journalist, and that is there are two parties in Washington. There's the party of Washington. Some of the members of that party are Democrats and some are Republican, and then there's the party of not Washington. And what that does is beautifully describe the swamp of which both Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell are an entrenched part of, and they have an agenda, and they are working against Donald Trump in some of these areas. There's absolutely zero explanation for why Paul Ryan has not moved this bill. It should have already been in the Senate. Trump would sign it. If you're pro-gun, hashtag move the damn bill. There's no excuse for it. There absolutely is no other excuse. Massey was exasperated, as you wrote, when he was answering the question. He was frustrated. You could hear his frustration. His answers were upfront. They were genuine. There's no doubt. I've talked to and interviewed a lot of people, and I could tell. Go ahead.
No, you're right. Massey was ready to talk to you about it. I mean, He was very relaxed. You and I spoke about that off to the side later. We spoke on the phone. I said, man, he's so relaxed talking about this. This was something.
Yeah, he was so good.
He wanted to say. And that's we've got to get this moving, and we can do it by putting pressure on the leadership. So I've got to run. I'm getting a phone call.
Yeah, I think so. No, and we're getting ready to head. AWR, thank you very much. Perfect timing. We're going to a break. Thanks for everything you're doing, brother. I know we'll get some follow-up from you. Breitbart News, AWR Hawkins. He's wonderful, award-winning for a reason, and we know that he will stay on this. And I'm looking forward to having Massey back on. He wants to come back on. I can't wait to talk more with him about this issue with both 2909 and 38. Man, we've got to get these bills moving, and he knows it. He's the guy to get it done. We'll be back. It's the dead of the night and you're abruptly woken by the sound of glass shattering. Is someone in your house? You reach over and unlock your nightstand safe and your hand closes around your handgun. Its weight feels familiar in your hand. It's been there before. Your training kicks in and the rest is a blur. You protect your family from an intruder who intended to cause them harm or worse. You take a deep sigh of relief. Yes, your family is shaken up, but they're safe and they're alive. But when the police arrive, they won't immediately hail you as a hero. In fact, you'll probably be forcefully questioned and possibly arrested. Keeping your family safe doesn't stop once the smoke clears. Knowing exactly what you should and should not say to the police is the single most important thing you can discover today that could mean the difference between freedom and a jail cell. Go to armedandresponsible.com right now to claim your copy of the USCCA's free guide that'll uncover the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. That's armedandresponsible.com. That's armedandresponsible.com. Get your free guide, the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive, armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering six big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
With me. It is indeed. Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. Love it. So much to talk with you about today. I'm watching One American News Network, and I'm actually seeing other news than the hurricane, which was quite, you know, obviously a newsworthy story. I have lots of friends and family down there. I have a family with damaged house. My parents' house is damaged, took a direct hit down in Naples. I'll be going down there shortly to assess some of that damage and help make sure everything is secure down there when we can go back. All right, I'm in Florida a lot, as you know. I had tickets booked for a vacation down in Florida Keys, in Key West, on the 18th through the 21st. That's obviously gone. I knew that was gone the moment we saw that hurricane coming up towards Key West. That was a done deal. That's neither here nor there. Couldn't care less. You know, I can always go back down there. But I got a funny story to tell you about Delta, about that one in just a couple minutes. And it is, too. It's astonishing. It's just amazing. Some people you wonder, wow, what do you know or where have you been living? But I'll go back to that. And anyway, was getting a lot of direct contact with a lot of very, very close personal friends yesterday as they were moving through that. Or as the hurricane was moving through. And it was really, really frightening for a lot of people, a lot of people very close to me, and I'm glad everybody came through it. Okay. They say I'm getting it, but it's dead calm outside, so I don't know if that will change later. You never know. Maybe they were wrong again. I don't know. I digress. Here's one thing I want to remind you about. You know, it's a good time to talk about it, too, because think about being down in Naples that took a direct hit, or Marco, or any of the areas out of power. Millions of Americans. That doesn't have to be right where it came over. You have millions of Americans. You know, Mike, our good friend from Arms Room, he's out of power right now. Was in contact with him throughout the night. Captain Matt Bruce, still out of power. He was on the program with us last night. Those guys are going to be out of power, some of them, for a long time. Imagine being home, no power, dead of the night. Then you're awoken by the sound of glass shattering or your door splintering, right? Not a fun situation. So now you know someone's in your house. Unfortunately, they've been arresting people down in South Florida. They're going to arrest more as time goes on because that's what kind of scumbags there are. Really something, what kind of people exist. So you're asking, you know, somebody in my house. You reach over, grab the nightstand safe, open up your safe, grab your gun, feels comfortable in your hand. You probably don't even have to open the safe at that stage. It's probably with you on your person. Feels familiar in your hand. You feel safe with it. That's when your training kicks in and you protect your family from an intruder. Somebody who was intending to cause you harm, steal your stuff, or worse. Deep sigh of relief. Family shaken up. So are you. The key, you're safe, and you're alive. When the police arrive, they don't know. And they don't. And there's an investigation. There always is. Anytime a gun is used, even if it's pulled, if they're called, there's an investigation. You might not be the hero. In fact, you might be forcefully, well, you will be forcefully questioned, but it's possible you could get arrested as well. The point that I'm making is, and I'm going to make this point all week to you, is keeping your family safe doesn't stop once the smoke clears, but you're smart enough to know that. That's why you listen to this show. Knowing exactly what you should and should not say to the police is the single most important thing you can discover today that can mean the difference between freedom and a jail cell. And you know how pro-blue we are here. But there are things you should not say to the police. Knowing what to say and what not to say can keep you out of the slammer. Go to armedandresponsible.com right now. You can claim a free copy of the USCCA's free guide that will uncover the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. And it's fascinating. The six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. I just voiced the audio for it. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. You need to know these things. Armed American Radio listeners, go get it. It's a free report. Go get it. Read it. It will blow your mind. It truly will. All right. I guess I should tell that story about Delta, crazy stuff. So I called Delta today. You know, I said, look, not that I had to do it. You know, I didn't think I had to. Usually when there's weather, whether it's just a snowstorm or what, that cancels a flight, Delta will refund your flight. And I'm picking on Delta because I called Delta. That was the airline that I booked, and I fly them a lot. Flying up to Wisconsin, big snowstorm last year in January, canceled my flight. They refunded my money. It was that simple. So I called Delta today. I said, look, and I used a lot of Delta points for these three flights and just paid about $60 in taxes. And they were very busy, obviously. So they called me back about an hour later. And he said, hi, this is so-and-so from Delta. It's nice to talk with you, Mr. Walsh. What can I help you with? I said, I'm calling about confirmation number blank. She goes, to Key West. I said, yes. She goes, and how can I help you on your regarding your upcoming trip to Key West? I said, ma'am, there's going to be an upcoming trip to Key West next week. And she says to me, what can I help? Is there something I can help you with the flight? I said, ma'am, I was kind of shocked. I was kind of taken aback. Does this person not know what's going on or what happened in Key West? And I thought, well, I'm just wondering, will I get the points back in my account or do they just stay there forever because they're rewards miles and I use them on another flight? What do I do? And she says, well, I can't transfer anything. She says, sir, your flight hasn't been canceled. I said, are you kidding me? She says, no, those airports, she says, they'll probably have the airport down running down there in just a couple, 3 days. And I'm thinking to myself, I said, ma'am, you think I'm going to take my family on vacation to Key West? Do you not know what's going on down there? Like the worst storm to hit Key West in the last 50 years. There's no power down there. Nobody can get to the island. Residents can't get there. They're being held back. There's rescues going. Are you serious about this? I could not believe what I was hearing. So the bottom line is Delta told me that I had to wait to find out if my flight was canceled before I could shift my points over or rebook my flight. So I thought that was quite interesting. I told Sean during the break, and he just kind of shook his head. You gotta be kidding me! I cannot believe that. So anyway, I thought that was, I don't know, maybe it's just me. It could just be me. All right, what do I do? Hold on, no food or drink in studio. Hold on, a little bit more coffee. Okay, I got another email here. And a good one, too. This one came from Pete Wheeler. Mark, I don't do much news. Breitbart and Armed American Radio once a day and One American News every other day. The cover, three great choices, by the way. This guy's got to go, I got to tell you. Breitbart, Armed American Radio, and One American News Network. Great combination. The coverage that I've been seeing about President Trump is concerning. Do you believe he is wearing down and bending to the will of the left? It's been very concerning seeing his statements about DACA and the spending bills. What are your thoughts? You haven't been weighing in on the president lately. Well, I generally on this show wouldn't weigh in much on those two topics, but since you asked, I get the context that you're coming from because I understand that and this is from Pete Wheeler. Pete, I really appreciate the email. I understand the context in which you're asking the question. So let me just put that context out there for listeners, and when we come back from a break, I'll answer the question for you. But I believe what you're concerned with is you're seeing what concerns you is, why is he talking to Pelosi and Schumer? They hate our gun rights, and that shift to the left concerns me. Could we be losing Trump over on this side on the pro-rights movement because it's all part of the big picture? The answer to that, right after we come back from the break. My answer, anyway. So give me just a couple seconds, get through some business here. We'll see you in just a second. I'll answer that question. It's a good one. Pete Wheeler, thanks for sending it in. Back right after this on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed. So let's go back to Pete Wheeler's email real quick. Mark, I don't do much news. Breitbart and Armed American Radio once a day, and maybe One American News every other day. The coverage that I've been seeing about President Trump is concerning. Do you believe he is wearing down and bending to the will of the left? It's been very concerning seeing his statements about DACA and the spending bills. What are your thoughts? You haven't been weighing in on the president lately. Pete, it's a great question. I think you're putting it in the context overall of the Second Amendment. That's why you're concerned, and this is Armed American Radio. So I think that's a pretty safe bet. That's why I loved your email, because lots of people feel the way you feel. There's a lot of people that think, oh, man. Or lots of people see something on the news continuously. You could be watching hurricane coverage of Springfield, Missouri, or East Tennessee, and be worried that the eye was going to destroy you, or maybe get up into Indianapolis when you see this crap incessantly over and over again. And I'm not saying that you got suckered into that, but I'm saying that there's a lot of people out there who do. So your email touches on your concern and others. That's why I liked it. Let me answer the question. No, I am not concerned, nor do I believe Trump is wearing down and bending to the will of the left. What Donald Trump did was brilliant. Forget your disdain and probably hatred for Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. What Trump did was sent a resounding message to the swamp leaders, to Mitch McConnell and to Paul Ryan. If you're not going to do it, I'm going to do it. Now, like you, I don't like the fact that his alternative are those two clowns. They're the worst of the worst. But he stuffed it right down their throat by rescinding DACA, number one, and then went right back after them and used it for the budget battle and the debt ceiling. Now, I don't want to go into all of that right now, but what I want to say is he just showed both of them. He schooled them. He schooled them both is what he did. He blew Obama out the door with DACA, which was completely unconstitutional, and Obama knew it. Obama said it 22 times in the past. You recall, again, I won't go into all of that here on Armed American Radio, but we'll keep it in context of what you're talking about, and that is the gun issue. Absolutely not. Donald Trump is 100% supportive of your gun rights, and he just sent a very clear message to McConnell and to Ryan. Fix your problems, or I'm going to the people. And that's a powerful, powerful play on Donald Trump's part. And it does, and it will, have an effect on legislation like concealed carry reciprocity. Because trust me, the people want it done. And I'll leave it at that. It was a great email. I wish I could really talk about that for the rest of the hour. But I won't do that because I want to get into some other things. But I enjoyed that. I thought that was fantastic because you put it in perspective. Now, Pete, you're probably listening. If I'm wrong about the context you were looking at that in, by all means, let me know, and I'll be more than happy to answer it again because I really could spend some more time on it. David Cole, I never did answer your question. I think AWR did regarding Thomas Massie. I don't know why he's not a co-sponsor of HR 38. I've reached out to find out why, and hopefully we will get an answer. Oh, man. I am got so much I want to go over with, and I just don't know that I'm going to have the time to do it. In fact, I know I'm not going to do it. Oh, gosh. Let's see. Which one of these do I want to cover with you now? Well, there's two Kansas. I guess, yeah, the bulletproof vest. We already did that clown. That guy's an absolute clown. What a moron. Let's go to the arsenal on UCC. A number of you sent me this from Oregon. And who was the last? Let me credit the last one that just came in. Let me see if I can find this. M. Jarvis sent this in. An hour ago. Mark, this ran in today's Eugene, Oregon Register Guard, and I thought it might interest you. I got to tell you, Mr. Jarvis, or M. Jarvis, I saw it. Thank you for sending it. A couple of others sent it as well, but yours is the first one up on the line here when you popped up on the email. Let me tell my listeners what we're talking about here. This is an editorial from the Register Guard, Eugene, Oregon. I need to tell you, let's see, Oregon Editorial Board. Yeah, this is not a conservative piece. This is not supportive of your gun rights. Hold on a second. Let me have a sip of coffee and violate the sign. An arsenal at UCC. Report on shooting shows gun safety laws are needed. Good Lord, how many more gun safety laws does Oregon think are needed in Oregon? You see, I can't even get past the headline. Probably shouldn't be drinking the coffee. Apparently, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office on Friday last released a report on the 2015 shooting at the UCC, which is the Umkel Community College. You remember that? We talked about it here a couple years back. Let me quote from this. The broad outlines of what happened that day were already known. A young man who, and this is key to the rest of this article, or editorial, a young man who fit the prototype for a number of mass shooters in the United States, a heavily armed, disaffected loner killed 9 people at the school and himself and wounded others. Where this is going is the editorial board at the Register Guard or whatever they are thinks they can profile you. They believe that there is a magic tool to seek out and sniff out latent criminal activity from someone who has never committed a crime, which is impossible. How do you do that? How would they recommend we do that? By restricting you, of course. Due process? Please. This is an interesting piece. Keep that in mind as we go through that, because that's exactly what they want to do. It includes interviews with witnesses, fleshed out the profile of someone resentful of society with a chip on his shoulder about his lack of romantic and vocational success and contemptuous of other people, dismissing them as morons and idiots. The only thing that I can conclude is he was mentally and emotionally ill, said the sheriff, John Hanlon. And then it goes on to list a number of firearms that he took with him. Up to the college. Does even the most ardent gun rights activist believe that it was a good idea for this angry, isolated, and unstable young man to have this kind of weaponry? His weaponry was a Delton AR-15. Great guns, by the way. Three of them. 40 caliber Smith & Wesson. Well, those Deltons are well-priced, too. Take a look at them. Smith & Wesson 40 cal, Model 99, a 38 caliber Smith & Wesson pistol, an M642. Great gun, Model 642. A 380 caliber High Point, and that's a piece of crap, but regardless. Good for people. There's a lot of people it's good for. I shouldn't say that. They sell a bunch of them. I take that back. High Point. Nothing wrong with that High Point at all. Taurus pistol, Model T24. 9mm Glock, Model 19. These are common handguns. And he left at home a 40 caliber Smith & Wesson and a 12-gauge Mossberg 500. Another rifle. And then it says, does even the most ardent gun rights activist believe that it was a good idea for this angry, isolated, and unstable young man to have this kind of weaponry? They support the right to own and use guns. Most people they're talking about here in the editorial. And also support universal background checks. See, then they go into this garbage about how you, as a gun owner, support the right to bear arms. You also support universal background checks, which Oregon already has, which this guy passed, which no background check would have stopped any of this guy's actions, because we can't predict the future and detect latent criminal activity, period. We are powerless to do so. What this editorial board doesn't care about is due process. They want to be able to look at you and make a determination. They want, and guess what? They've already done in Oregon, and it's already been signed in, the enhanced protection orders, right? I don't think that person is blank. So you got to wonder what more does this editorial board want when they talk about safety? Getting ready to take a break. We'll have to wrap it up when we come back. But kind of keep that in the back of your mind. Enhanced protective orders, that means somebody ex parte can show up at court without your knowledge and say, that guy's angry and disaffected and shouldn't have guns, and a judge can go, okay. What else do they want? Back right after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, let me sum up. The best way to sum up what the editorial board over there at the Guardian Register wants to do, and there is a way to sum it up, but you know, leave it with the people to come up with stuff. It's great. There's a response. I love reading the comments to articles like this. They're great. Yep, dangerous people should never be allowed to have dangerous weapons. No sane, rational society would allow lonely or eccentric or disagreeable people like that weird old guy down the street to own cars, knives, shoelaces, tasers. Don't let them near fertilizer or pressure cookers. Personally, I think we should lock them all up. You can never be too safe. Thank God and the wisdom of our founders for the Bill of Rights. I asked the question, a leading question, what else is it they want? They've already gotten everything they want more of. Is my point. And those of you who sent me the piece know that. It's really hard to, they've already gotten everything they want. And guess what? It will never stop a madman or a madwoman from committing vicious, violent, evil acts. That's why. Just like the people who can break into your house are willing to kick in the doors and come after you, forcing you to grab your gun from the nightstand, forcing you to protect your family from an intruder who intends to cause you harm or worse, forcing you and your family to have to be shaken up for life, forcing you to have to, while take a deep sigh of relief, have to deal with law enforcement because of someone else's actions, forcing you to have to answer questions, forceful questions during a police investigation, and forcing you to possibly be arrested for defending your family. There are some things you need to know when you talk to the cops after a defensive shooting about what you should say and what you shouldn't say. I cannot stress enough how important this information is. Knowing exactly what you should and should not say to the police is flat out the single most important thing you can discover that will absolutely mean the difference between freedom and a jail cell. I've had people on the program. I have talked to them. You've heard them. This is the real life deal. And that's what the cops are going to try to get you to do. They're going. It's their job. It's what they're trained to do. They're trying to elicit as much information as you from you as they can get.
There are some things you need to know, and you can get the free report at armedandresponsible.com right now. Claim your copy of the USCCA's free guide that will uncover the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. It's a fascinating read. It really is. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. It's 100% completely, totally free. The editorial board in Oregon knows that they can't stop it. And they throw out bogus information like, most NRA members support tougher gun laws. That's a bunch of crap, and they know it. Most NRA members are with, no, they don't. No, they're not. They can't stand you, and they're working as members of the NRA to stop you from telling lies like this. What they want to be able to do is determine who can and can't have a gun without due process because they're smarter than you. They don't like what you look like. They don't like what you talk about. I've used the example of the guy running around in the back of the yard, you know, in a chicken suit at 3 o'clock in the morning squawking for the last 20 years. During the day, maybe the guy is a, you know, I don't know, extremely successful corporate accountant or a tax attorney or something. But at night at 3 o'clock in the morning, once a month, he goes out there and squawks in a chicken suit. Is he nuts? Is it for you to decide? Is it for the Register, Guardian, or whatever they are, board, editorial board, to decide the guy's a nutcase and shouldn't have a gun because he does things out of the ordinary? Let me tell you something. Every dopey progressive liberal I've ever met does things out of the ordinary that frighten me. But I can't tell them they can't have a gun, and our founders knew it. We have laws. Criminals violate them. Hopefully there's someone there that can stop them. That doesn't happen all the time. We live in a free society. Evil exists. Don't believe me? This is going to blow your mind. This is one of the saddest stories I think I've ever covered. And it's one of. There have been many. I'll get some commentary on this on the Sunday Monster Cast coming up, too. But the headline itself says it all. Philadelphia father killed by carjackers while trying to shield 2-year-old daughter. This guy also recently had another child, 6 months old, 38 years old, took his kid and dog on a family outing that included playing with a Frisbee. When he returned home, he was confronted by two men. Those aren't men, by the way, who demanded his wallet. They wanted to take his car, and here's what he did. He said, "Let me get my 2-year-old daughter out," before he gave the thieves the keys. One of the two, and these are not men, these are not human beings, then shot him twice in the head as his 2-year-old girl looked on. He died later that night. Maurice Roberts, 21, was arrested, and his 16-year-old brother, who is not named. Let me tell you something. Not only should they name that punk 16-year-old because it was the 16-year-old that pulled the trigger, you're old enough to pull the trigger and murder a man and take his life in front of his 2-year-old, leave his 6-month-old and his wife and the rest of his family without him. You're old enough to have your damn picture in the paper. The whole country ought to see the scumbag you are. Cops are quoted as saying, homicide captain is quoted as saying, they wanted the car, he wouldn't give up the car, and they shot him for it. Said they were determined to rob somebody. Oh, and get this. The suspects were well known to police because of prior arrests. What were they doing on the street? It's difficult. It's difficult. Last night on the Monster Show, we're talking about the parole board in California letting out one of the murderers of LaBianca, Manson's followers. Why? Why are they even considering that dirtbag for parole? Because it's been long enough, and nobody cares about it anymore, right? You know, except the murdered family, the members of the murder of the murder victim. But we don't hear about them anymore. What difference does it make? Oh, when I said 6 months ago, it was 6 weeks ago. This guy hit a 6-week-old baby. Think of the 2-year-old who witnessed the murder of her hero, her dad,
Her father. 2 years old, such a great age. 2, 4, 5, those are wonderful ages for kids. They're so much fun to have at that age. Think about what that little girl saw. Now think about what was taken from her. Never have her daddy ever again. Because some 16-year-old and 21-year-old thug punks wanted his car and killed him over it. You don't think evil exists? What more proof do I need? What more proof do you need? What more proof does the Register Guardian editorial board need to determine the difference between good people and bad people? These people refuse to accept the fact that evil walks among us. They refuse. That's why they write dopey columns like that. That's why they think all gun owners are bad. They simply cannot differentiate between the two. You and the bad guy. Horrifying. I'm just going to leave it at that. We're going to get up and do it all over again tomorrow. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will be back. I hate to leave you on that note, but if it reminds you that evil exists, then something positive can come out of this horrifying story. Until tomorrow, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.